in this bulletin, residents in New South Wales brace for the peak in COVID-19 case numbers. A UN-hosted international aid conference raises more than $1.4 billion for Afghanistan. And in sport, Afghan cricket authorities signal that women can still play cricket. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Residents in New South Wales are bracing for the peak in COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalisations as the regional centre of Yass goes back into lockdown. New South Wales reported more than 1,250 local COVID cases in the 24 hours to 8pm on Sunday, as well as 7 deaths. Greater Sydney has been in lockdown since the 26th of June, more than 11 weeks. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government is still finalising policy to see what freedoms would be restored at 80% double dose vaccination coverage in New South Wales. And ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr is set to reveal Canberra's path out of lockdown today after warning the easing of restrictions will be slow and steady. The next steps will be unveiled during Mr. Barr's daily coronavirus update. Canberra's lockdown, already extended twice, is currently scheduled to run until midnight on Friday. In overseas news, a United Nations-hosted international aid conference has raised more than $1.4 billion in aid for Afghanistan. But the pledges were paired with demands that the Taliban take steps to respect human rights. It was the first donor conference since the militant Islamist movement took power in August. Many states made it clear in Geneva that they were not attaching any conditions to their short-term humanitarian support. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says further cooperation with the Taliban regime will depend on their treatment of foreign aid workers, women, children, and minorities.
It's impossible to provide humanitarian assistance inside Afghanistan without engaging with the de facto authorities of the country. And I do believe that it is very important to engage with the Taliban at the present moment for all aspects that concern the international community, be it about terrorism, be it about human rights, be it about drugs, be it about the nature of the government. So our attitude is to engage.
China has called on all parties involved to exercise restraint after North Korea announced a successful test of a newly developed long-range cruise missile over the weekend. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says relevant countries need to respond in a calm way.
China has been committed to maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and advocated solving the problem through dialogue and consultation. We called on all parties concerned to exercise restraint, move in the same direction, actively engage in dialogue and contact, continuously follow the dual-track approach, and advance the political settlement on the peninsula step by step in a synchronized manner.
It's North Korea's first known testing activity in months as the country continues to expand military capabilities amid a stalemate in nuclear negotiations with the United States. Age may be just a number, but the majority of Australians will experience ageism in their lives. That's one of the key findings in a new report by the Australian Human Rights Commission, which sought to dig deeper into the question, what's age got to do with it? It was undertaken in 2020 and 2021 and found ageism was experienced in different ways. For young adults aged 18 to 39, they experienced ageism as being condescended to or ignored, mostly at work. When those over 60 experienced ageism as being helped without being asked. The research found ageism exists in Australia even if we are not consciously aware of it and affects Australians across the adult lifespan. To sport, and Afghan cricket authorities insist that the Taliban hasn't given a directive preventing women from playing the sport. The deputy head of the Taliban's Cultural Commission previously told SBS News that women would not be able to play cricket or any other sport that exposed their bodies. That threatened Afghanistan's test match status because nations have to support the women's game to be eligible to take part. Afghanistan Cricket Board Chairman Azizullah Fazli has told SBS Pashto that women can take part in the sport as long as they follow the Islamic dress code on the field.
I have said it before, we have not formally received a statement or direction for the women cricketers or other sportswomen who are banned from the sport.
Let's take a look at the weather for you today. It's sunny in Perth, where it's going to be 22 degrees. In Adelaide, a partly cloudy 17 degrees. In Melbourne, also cloudy 15, partly cloudy and 14 for Hobart. Much the same for Canberra, 15. In Wollongong, showers 17 degrees. Similar conditions in Sydney, 18. Showers as well in Newcastle, 19. A sunny 25 degrees in Brisbane, mostly sunny in Cairns and 31, and a shower or two in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.